Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Daryl Peel, talking cattle on feed in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff, joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, I know one of the ways that Beef Checkoff dollars are being invested is in the educational efforts in our country, helping students learn about beef as they study science, technology, math.
Well, absolutely. On a local level, we have been a longtime supporter of the Ag in the Classroom program. But on a national level, just recently, urban educators from around the nation traveled to Kansas and New York, where they learned the principles of STEM through the on-the-farm experience, STEM meaning science, technology, engineering, and math. What the on-the-farm STEM experience offers is a firsthand look at beef production. The program's goal is to increase participants' agriculture knowledge and encourage them to better connect STEM with agriculture in their classrooms and curriculum. By funding checkoff dollars through programs like the on-the-farm STEM experience, beef producers are helping to educate participants about the food system, resulting in stronger pasture-to-plate connections.
Learn more about your checkoff by going to oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner. We're talking with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. Cattle on feed numbers are out. And Daryl, let's talk about the latest report from Uncle Sam. You tell me that really no surprises.
No, there really weren't any surprises. This report was very well anticipated. Placements in June come in at rounded up 98% of last year. Marketings were 97% of last year. That gives us a July 1 on-feed total in round numbers of 102% of last year. And again, all of those are just very much in line with the pre-report expectations.
You know, when you look at the numbers, when you kind of dive into them a little bit deeper, what kind of sticks out in your mind?
Well, you know, again, we're continuing with this. We're inventory's 2% over. It's not really growing. It's been that really for the last two or three months. There are still more cattle out there. And so you can point to the fact that this is probably I didn't go check, but I'm quite sure this is the largest July 1 on-feed inventory in the data series, which goes back to the mid-90s. But it's consistent with where we are in terms of this herd expansion, which is the first one we've had since the early 90s, we're working through lots of cattle in a longer term sense and doing a pretty good job of it. And we've had the demand to match that as we go forward.
The marketing number, is there any concern about it not being a little stronger than it is?
No, not really. If you look at it and, if you look at daily average marketings over all this year, they've been at or above year-ago level. So we're continuing to move these cattle in general. Now, the other thing, of course, and you've heard me say this before, that on a month-to-month basis, even when we do get an anomaly of 1 month, I don't make too much of it because these things kind of average out over time. Both placements and marketings can be skewed to one end or the other of the month. And so, you really got to look at a 2 or 3 month average if you do get an anomaly to really kind of get a handle on the underlying, trend that you might be seeing in the market.
Given, where we are right now with slaughter cattle prices, are we looking at, potential red ink continued, or are we going to be able to make a little money with some of these cattle currently in the feedlots?
I think we've picked back up here a little bit. I think there was an awful lot of concern about 2 or 3 weeks ago. We weren't sure where the bottom was in this fed cattle market. There were folks talking about a dollar cattle or less, and we didn't go that far down, I don't think we're going to at this point. Profitability, I think, is in general, okay. Mm-hmm. Biggest concern in that, of course, is the fact that we're looking at higher feed costs going forward. So depending on where these guys are priced in, now there were some opportunities to lock in, corn well below $3 or $4. It's probably going to be above $4 from here on. So if they took advantage of that, then they've got some pretty good feed costs and cost of gains built in here for at least for the next few months.
It's a pretty good bet that these better feedlot operators have done just exactly that. They've got risk management going all directions.
I think so. There was plenty of indications that you really ought to be taking advantage of these pricing opportunities we had. We don't know how high corn's going to go at this point, frankly, but it's clearly going to be higher. And so that opportunity was there. And the risk is if you didn't do something or even yet don't do something, you're still running a risk to the, to the higher side here that this corn could get away from us if things really, come together in the worst possible way.
Right. Cattle market watcher Dr. Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, the week of July 29th is Video Royale number 27 for Superior Livestock. They'll be selling on Monday from Fort Worth, starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. That's July 29th. Then Wednesday through Friday, July 31st to the 2nd of August, will be broadcast live from Winnemucca, Nevada. 177,000 head of cattle will be offered on SuperiorClickToBid.com and on SLA TV, Dish Network Channel 997. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com. And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.